Environmental groups say the stimulus bill includes $6 billion nationally to fund construction to improve wastewater treatment and drinking water supplies. Jeff Skelding is with the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. He says a lot of that money ought to go to communities in the Great Lakes Basin.
The way that money will be allocated is based on formula, and the Great Lakes will get a larger share of that pot of money than any other region in the country, probably in the neighborhood of $1.3 billion. So that's new money above and beyond the regular congressional appropriations process. And the problem of sewage overflows and aging wastewater infrastructure is really at the top of the list.
Skelding also says after meeting with the new head of the EPA this week, he's also hopeful that the Obama administration will provide more money over the long term for a much-delayed Great Lakes Restoration Program. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson also told the Green Groups yesterday that she'll take another look at Bush administration rules that critics say don't do enough to prevent invasive species from entering the Great Lakes on overseas ships. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.